This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
One more segment here on Old School, brought to you by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. I'm Austin Norman. We're talking some Royals baseball. 0-0-9-6. Hell yeah, the boys are playing some ball. Dang right they are. Hottest team in baseball. They've won six straight. Problem is those pesky Guardians. 0177 says, go Indians, they will always be the Indians to me. 0177, your Indians are a pain in my keister. I don't understand them in the slightest, right? Like, you know Jose Ramirez is good. Steven Kwan still isn't really hitting for power, but he's fine. He actually leads them in wins above replacement right now. Kwase, electric factory there as the closer. But Andrés Giménez, really? He's your fourth best player? David Fry, never heard of him. Josh Naylor, psychopath, but decent baseball player. Ben Lively, never heard of. Shane Bieber, only has half a win above replacement. Brian Rocchio, who? Tyler Freeman, never heard of him. Tim Herron, not real. Hunter Gaddis? Nah. I do not understand the Guardians, right? Kwan, who's on the injured list right now, OPS plus of 161. Jose Ramirez, 127. Naylor has a 140 OPS plus. He's already got 12 long balls on the year. He and Ramirez both. It's enough power, and we know that the Guardians now are a pitching factory. Best guy so far is Ben Lively, who, again, I know nothing about. And part of that's because the Royals and the Guards haven't played yet, which I'll get back to the scheduling here in a second. Lively doing his Alec Marsh impression, right? A 135 ERA plus. Tristan McKenzie, not a great record, but he's been pretty solid. 119 ERA plus. You look at Tanner Bibby, has been fine. Logan Allen hasn't been that great, but hasn't been atrocious. And then Cookie Carrasco is back with them. And he's actually been serviceable in terms of giving innings. The bullpen, though, between Kwase, who's been lights out, Gaddis has been lights out, Sandlin has been really good, Cade Smith. The Guardians really, I think, pioneered the pitching development that we see in modern baseball. If it's not them, it's them in lockstep with the Rays and with the Dodgers. I don't know how Cleveland is so good with, again, really only four lineup spots and okay starting pitching. But if you look at their Pythagorean record, they're legit. Right now, they're 32-17. Their Pythagorean record, which looks at run differential, 31-18. So
this is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
They're right where they should be. If you compare that to the Royals, who right now are 32-19, the Royals' Pythagorean record, 32-18. So maybe Cleveland's been one game lucky and the Royals have been one game unlucky, but I hope we are in for a down-to-the-wire battle in the Central. That is, of course, if the Royals can't run away with it. I mentioned the schedule. I'm going to go at this from a Royal-centric perspective. Royals have already played the White Sox 7 of the 13 times that they'll play them. They're out of the way. Same with Detroit. I think they've played 6 of the 13 that they'll play against them. I think 2 3-game series. The schedule starts getting tougher for the Royals right here. They had a pretty tough stretch that I think they just got through as I roll back and refresh. So yeah, dating back to the series with the Orioles, right? They hosted the Blue Jays, went to the Tigers, went to the Blue Jays, hosted the Rangers, hosted the Brewers, went to the Angels, went to Seattle, and then just got done hosting Oakland before this sweep of Detroit. So back-to-back sweeps, right, with Oakland and Detroit. It toughens up again. Off day tomorrow, Royals go to the Rays. Go to the Trop. You know the Rays are always going to be solid, always going to be pesky. This year, they're fourth in the AL East. They're 25-25 overall and even 500. But that's always going to be a solid team that you can't take lightly. After that, you go to the Twins, who have been incredibly streaky. Started the year with a tough schedule. Was looking like they were scuffling. Got hit by injuries. Faced a weak part of their schedule and took off. Went on an insane winning streak. Cooled off a little bit since then, but that series in Minnesota. Then you go to the West Coast first, or you come back home. You host the Padres. You go to the Guardians for the first time in early June. That's a little weird. I don't necessarily love that setup by Major League Baseball, that this is the first time these teams are playing, but at this point, it really is what it is. So you start June with the Padres, the Guardians. You host the Mariners. Then you host the Yankees. Okay, the Yankees have been a surprise to me. They have the best record in the American League by half a game over Cleveland. The Yankees are 33-17 right now. You go to the Dodgers, who are the second best team in the NL right now, behind only the Philadelphia Phillies, which we haven't talked enough about. After that Dodgers series, you continue your West Coast swing with a series at Oakland, then a series at Texas before you come home to face the Marlins. And then over my birthday weekend, you host the Guardians for four to wrap up June. June's going to be a challenge. I think the Royals are legit. If they can escape June, you know, with a 500 record in the month, right? Maintain that cushion of, you know, 15 games would be optimistic. But if you can stay 9 or 10 games above 500 after June is...
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.